Blog Talk Radio.
Her Unfolding Journey with your host, Mark Zumpel,
is a show for women in today's world. Mark is a spiritual relationship coach and a passionate consultant dedicated to empowering women to embrace their divine sensuality and experiencing the gift they truly are. Mark creates a safe space for women to share their inner self and provides tools to help women as they unfold on their journey. For more information on Mark, please visit his websites at www.herunfoldingjourney.com and www.thismanknowspassion.com.
Now please welcome your host of Her Unfolding Journey, Mark Zumpel.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Her Unfolding Journey. I am Mark Zumpel, and as always, I'm deeply honored you are taking a time out of your journey to be a part of mine. And I am deeply honored also to share the space with my amazing co-host, Ms. Heather Furr. Heather, you on the line with us?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Heather, we can hear you loud and clear.
Ah, good.
So, well, it's a rather chilly evening here in Des Moines, and we have a lovely hot topic to warm everybody up. And Heather, before we jump into our topic, would you like to bring our energy together with one of those beautiful spiritual centerings you do for us?
Oh, it's always my delight, and I just want, you know, everyone here and listening to know that I'm a professional love, life, and spiritual coach, and I teach workshops in communication and intimacy, and this weekend, actually, in Reno, this coming up December 1st, here in Reno, Nevada, on Saturday from 9 a.m. till 12 in the afternoon, I am teaching a workshop called The Heart of Inspired Communication. And this is for both professional and personal communication. And it's I'm very, very exciting. We're almost sold out, so this is very thrilling. And we both, Mark and I, also like to offer our audience our services and a complimentary discovery session. And we want you guys, we'll give you that information towards the end, more at the end of the call and our contact information. But we also love serving you guys, our audience out there. Give us a call. Relate to us. We are so friendly and we are so appreciative of your questions in any way that we can take you to the next level. But you've got to take yourself there too. So just to to move into that lovely little centering exercise that we'd like to do, is I'd just like to invite everyone here to center yourself, to sit back into your seat and or to relax wherever you are, and to just sort of straighten out your spine in a comfortable kind of a way, and just release the day. And to be present here now, and maybe make even a little exhale on the a sound on your exhale. Make a sound of the wind. Just let the day go, and release tomorrow, release yesterday, and just be here. You know, and breathe deep into your belly, and into the top of your lungs. And as you breathe long, slow thoughts and steady rhythms, just let your thoughts come and go, and wash through you with the rhythm of the tides. Our connection to nature is so significant. So ebb and flow, breathe in the rhythms of life, the cycles of our seasons, the days and nights, the Mother Moon, wax and wane, in and out. Release and let go today, tomorrow, and yesterday. And as you breathe in and breathe this light of the universe into your life, and as you exhale, breathe your life and your love into the light and the heart of the universe. And know that we are grateful for this gathering, this coming together on purpose to grow, to expand and to unify with an absolute wholeness, knowing that all here, all of us present, are always and have always been one with the source of life. And knowing that this infinite good is already ours, and that we are truly blessed in this journey together, we are deeply grateful, and we release this knowing to the universe. And as we do so, I just want to affirm that we know that self-love is a path to spiritual integrity, that sexuality is a mirror of our self-love, that your desires are messengers, our emotions are guides, our pleasure is important, and always we affirm, ask, ask, ask for what you want. And that's what we'll be doing this evening in our show, and taking you on a journey into discovering, what is it we're doing, Mark? Are we going to new places? Are we going to experience new things in our intimacy, in our sex life?
We absolutely are. That is a gift that you and I are here to share with everybody. We are to share the inspired lover's insights to empower people to step more into being the inspired lover that they are, and just to keep evolving and growing in their sensuality and their passion. And you can never really have too much of a good thing. And the topic that we wanted to focus on tonight was the inspired lover's insights and perspectives on adding variety for even more amazing intimacy. And yeah, if you don't mind, yeah, I'll just go ahead and just jump in. And it said that, you know, you can't have too much of a good thing. And while I do agree with that, if that good thing is the same old, day in and day out, you can get to have a little bit too much of it. And I heard it said that monotony is the killer of monogamy. And a sense of humor is vital for your inspired intimacy, everybody. If you can't laugh at yourself, so, and you know, boredom is really the true killer. And you could be having sex on a very regular basis, but if it is the same old ABCs, 10 seconds of this, 5 seconds of that, whatever, then chances are you're not going to look forward to it. You're not going to get turned on thinking about getting home to your beloved, or eagerly anticipating the time that you've set aside for your intimacy. And it's not that everything has to be on a schedule, but if you are crazy busy and you rarely have time to scratch, and if you've taken advantage of the insight Heather shared on one of our earlier calls about the pleasure dates, then you want that time to light you up just thinking about it. And for me, adding some variety into the process is an essential way to help keep those fires bubbling. And variety is, it's a broad term, just as broad as, you know, the possibilities that it introduces, and it means different things to different people. And variety to some may mean different partners. Yeah, for me personally, variety is about exploring the smorgasbord of intimacy with my beloved. And as you so beautifully shared before, Heather, filling our cup first, and when our cup is overflowing and abundant with love and passion, then see what that opens us up to want to step into and explore further together. What does it mean for you?
What does variety mean to me?
Absolutely.
Oh, in every regard, it's the spice of life. It's actually sort of like the prime directive of existence, in a sense. We are, I think, biologically programmed to want increase. want to add on, want to discover the new and forage for variety. You know, even every single animal in all of existence forages for new flavors. Forages for that other kind of berry, or I don't know why I'm thinking of bears right now. Maybe because it's chilly and I want to hibernate. But we're programmed to desire variety, and the killer. It's like I like to ask people in my coaching practice. I say, well, what of my clients, you know, what goals do you have for your intimate life, for your pleasure life, for your romance life? What goals do we have? It's like we would not even consider, I mean, well, there's a few people that would consider eating, if their favorite meal was oatmeal with a couple of nuts and bananas sprinkled on top, day in, day out, three meals a day, every day, 365 days a year, including leap year. That there are very, very few people enjoy that kind of sameness. So, but the rest of us, it's like oftentimes, and we're such creative beings, us humans, we're so creative that as soon as we figure something out, it's like, oh, well, how can we add on to that? Well, what else can we do to embellish it? It's evident in every creative endeavor and artistic endeavor that we do, and how we love to follow our artists and watch how they grow and how they progress and how they excel and the different directions that they take and the different songs that they sing and the different colors that they paint. And so how is it, and where did we get the cultural conditioning to so dumb down our sexuality and our intimacy? It's crazy. Very few people have any kind of a plan for their love life. You know, we'll plan for college. We plan for buying a home or retirement. We plan for financial security. And, you know, what about committing to an ever-evolving fulfillment of your heart? What about all this other life planning that we do? So how do we give ourselves better and better experiences? And how do we have variety? Now, in our sexuality, and I think it's something that we might address, is there, we, many of us have been shamed for our desires, and or we think we might get ridiculed, we might get laughed at, somebody might think we're really, you want that? You're weird. I don't know if I could even go there. And all we're talking about is maybe a new flavor or something, but it'll plug somebody else in, especially with sex. It's just so much stuff gets attached and glommed on to sexuality and intimacy and how we have our physical loving always included with spirit, at least in the work that we do. But so much other stuff gets added onto it. You know, sometimes we have to kind of go and look, well, where did we get these messages that cause us to be so shy about saying, oh, you know what I'd like to do next? You know what I think is fun, or what might be fun? Or, hey, honey, would you like to try exploring this with me? Wouldn't that be amazing? Let's see how we feel. We don't give ourselves much permission to explore the same way we do restaurants or foreign countries or the theater or new experiences. And I would love it if people could start seeing their love lives as something as at least as intriguing as everything that's outside of us.
I think you're absolutely right, Heather. There was an interesting book that I read a little while back called The Secret Lives of Wives, and it was some interesting things that wives did to maintain the passion in their relationships. And one of the key concepts was to have passion in the bedroom.
Hey, Mark? Mark, you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it's only for me, but I'm catching every other word right now.
Not a problem. I am on my Bluetooth.
Are you dancing? Are you waltzing around in your naked truth there in your living room?
I always get so excited when I'm on these calls. And, you know, that's just the perfect segue into what I was talking about to mention was that if you don't have passion outside of the bedroom, you're probably not going to have passion in it. So are you living in a passionate way? And, you know, take that in context. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're having sex on the side to have more sex, you know, in your relationship. You know, that may be your sense of variety. And, of course, you know, we're not here to tell anybody what's right or wrong. We're here to empower everybody to find what's the right flavor for them. But think passion is a broad spectrum as well. There's all different kinds of things that can light you up. That can be your vocation, where you live, your hobbies, your spiritual time, your exercise. All of those are contributors to the passion that you hold within. And as you so beautifully said earlier, Heather, sex is a form of communication. And how much more fulfilling will your intimacy be when you bring that stored treasure trove of passion into your intimacy with your beloved? So having a vibrant, active, fulfilling life in all areas is a rather essential component to having the energy and the interest to really explore and find what's really going to be interesting and amazing and fulfilling for you and your partner. And, of course, it really helps to be a little bit in sync as well. You know, I don't think it's really possible to be completely identical. You know, I don't want a partner who's just like me because, you know, a clone will get boring as well. But I want
I think you're into women too, right? If you had a lover just like you, it'd be a guy, and that might not be your particular preference. At least as far as you've told me, you're not into guys as much as you are into girls.
That is true. Yeah, wonderful clarification. But yeah, but even on the energetic level, though, I mean, you know, we can't be perfectly identical. There's got to be a little variety between us to keep things interesting. And, you know, but enough in common to keep it fun. So, you know, variety is essential. And, you know, who knows what the limits or the boundaries are until you do actually encounter one. You may present something to your lover that, you know, you thought they'd be keen for pretty much anything, and then you present it, and then, like you just said, you know, they say, whoa, I don't want to go there. And that's okay. Take it as, you know, they don't want to go there right now. So if they don't want to go for A, is that the end of your intimacy for the evening, or do you have a whole slew of Heather-inspired ideas up your sleeves that you can just roll over to the next thing you would like to try and keep going until you find something that they are lit up about as well, and then go for it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I actually have a really good little, really great little exercise that I can give people here, real specific. But I also wanted to say that, you know, people who consciously play in the bedroom, they tend to spend a lot more time talking about their likes and their dislikes. And, you know, without extensive communication and co-creation, it's impossible for both partners to really give any kind of informed consent. Like, how do we know what we're going to want to experience and if it's presented, how do we know we can say yes or we can say no to what someone might be saying they're interested in? So what we want to do is really create a safe place where our imaginations can essentially just go wild. And there's a lot of details to discuss if you want to have a new way of experiencing pleasure. In the S&M or in the BDSM community, the kinky community, there are a lot of details to discuss in designing co creating and consciously designing a sensual or erotic scene. You know, that we talk about when and where do we want to have this date or this event to take place? Or what specific activities can or should not happen? You know, whether or not there will actually even be genital sex. What kind of birth control will people be using if you're single? And who's going to furnish the safe sex supplies? Whether the two of you are actually even going to spend your night together after you have your play date, your erotic date. And who's going to handle, you know, the cleanup? Who's going to do the dishes? Who's going to handle the cleanup and be responsible for picking up the tab for dinner or cabs or hotels or any of these other expenses? So some of these things, some of these co-creations can actually span days or weeks or months or be a four-minute quickie depending on, you know, how you feel and how well you know each other in your environment. And then also I just want to say that if, you know, you want your partner to, like, play you like a violin, to play you as the most extraordinary piece of music or canvas that you've ever experienced, they'll need as much information about your psyche, your thoughts, your imagination, and your body as possible. So there, I was going to say there's a real specific way that you can kind of address, let's say, the wildest of your imagination and your limits. So it's good to have what I'd say three different lists before you begin to add new variety or erotic play into your life and your relationships. And so there's the three different lists that you'll want. The first one is a list of the things that you know you like. The second is a list of things you'd like and feel safe to experiment with. And the third is a list of things that are definitely no, definitely off limits. So if you can, you know, make these lists of everything that you're interested in and in experiencing at some point in your life, and then pick a date and start on your list with, honey, tonight I want to, and then co-create your enjoyment, co-create your pleasure together. So is that pretty clear? You got this list of three things, what you know you like, things you're willing to experiment with, and a list of things that are definitely off limits. And that tends to make, if you put those things in place, that tends to make exploring variety a very pleasurable and life-giving activity. So, yeah, hello, Mark. Are you out there?
Oh, Heather, you have my wheels turning. And, you know, one thing that was coming up for me as you were talking is obviously, yeah, just like you are so passionate about, communication is so integral to our intimacy. And, yeah, I know you have this Heart of Inspired Communication course that really helps to raise the bar and, you know, give people insight, techniques, et cetera, to be more effective at the kind of communication that supports getting more of what really matters. But one thing that was very important for me as an inspired lover is to pay attention. See, not everything has to be conveyed. It's good to do the planning that you're talking about and be specific and, you know, really go into detail like that together. But there's also the opportunity for me just to listen, just to observe. You know, I can notice what my lover likes, what turns her on, what she remarks on, and she'll be giving me all kinds of signals and cues throughout the day, throughout the evening, through our time together. And I can heed that, pay attention to that, and if she doesn't have anything to tell me, because I've been an attentive listener, I have some ideas up my sleeve. So, you know, I can plan and introduce some variety and some intimacy on things that I know for sure she is going to like. And then I can add that delicious element of surprise into the mix as well, which really can be a beautiful treat. Of course, you know, picking my moments is rather important as well. And so communication is both, you know, the expression and the reception. You know, you could be telling me everything you want, but if I'm really not soaking it up, if I'm not taking it in, I'm not going to be getting it. You know, if I'm only hearing 1 out of 10 things, then, you know, it might be nice, but not mind-blowing. So when you are in the space of communicating with your lover, be present. Be fully present. Listening, deep listening, is one of a coach's core skills. And really listening to another person takes effort. There was one gentleman, I'm not sure if he was a coach or not, but he would actually start sweating because he was listening that hard and that intently. He was that present and focused. He actually put effort into hearing, understanding, comprehending. And of course, if anything is said that we don't quite understand, what do?
I ask questions.
Absolutely. You frame it back, you reflect, you express it in the way that you heard it, and you get affirmation and confirmation that what you heard was correct. Make sure you fully understand. You know, one of the things that we've shared before is how many men have said to their women about, I would really love to have a threesome. And she goes, okay, I'll set it up. So he comes home all excited and hears another man in bed.
There's what?
And there's another man in bed.
Oh, her idea of threesome and his idea of threesome were different.
Absolutely. So make sure you qualify and really understand what people actually mean, because, hey, you know, you got exactly what you asked for. Not all variety is good.
Yeah, I said all that's when I said, you know, you want to know there's details to discuss. And it's just like if you were, I mean, you know, if you're going to be buying a new car, or you're going to, or actually really the engagement into something or anything new, we do our most, oftentimes people do our research. I mean, you can go to a foreign country where no one speaks English and you don't know anything about the food or transportation, just willy-nilly without any planning. And for me, I find that very nerve-wracking. I find that I'm able to really enjoy new experiences when I've given myself the treat of looking into, well, what's available, what's possible, what can I look forward to. I enjoy anticipation, and then once I'm in the experience or in the country or in the car that I might be in looking forward to buying or whatever it is, then there's room for spontaneity. Then there's room for, oh my gosh, we've met some really awesome people and they're going up to this hot springs that we'd never heard of and didn't know and wasn't in the guide. Well, then we can be open to the new opportunities that come up because we've actually committed to our love life enough. And John Gray talks about, you know, having date nights that you do not waver on. And Dr. Tammy Nelson, one of my very good friends and colleagues, you know, talks about having sex and dates for sex, and sometimes, and also Alison Armstrong, fantastic teacher on understanding men, says sometimes, and in the community that I lived in so long too, is to start having intimacy, even if you think you don't feel like it. And then usually and often many wonderful things start kicking in, so it's important to plan some of the dates and make sure that you follow through on them. And And so anyway, but I do want to also get back to you, Mark, when you were talking about listening and being able to listen to your partner and through the course of your daily living with each other or being with each other or being on your dates together, if you guys are in a dating relationship, is when we listen, we can hear where our partner experiences joy and happiness and pleasure and what pleases them, and when we're not in bed, and to take notes on everything that is pleasing. And then, you know, you can sprinkle all that goodness when it comes time to really give them a treat. And you know that you're, here we go, hitting the mark. No, I don't know if you're into spanking or not, so I won't say hitting the mark. But you'll know you'll be giving them exactly what they want, and that is a true pleasure. So,
and we're giving people such amazing variety of insights and perspectives here. This almost sounds like an oxymoron, variety of variety, but that's the absolute essence of what we're talking about. I love how you talked about a little bit of exploration and being open as well, because that is so integral to the process. Planning is good, communicating is good, setting intentions is good, but you got to leave it open a little bit too for the possibilities and for the spontaneity to pop up. You know, resist the urge to just slip down into, something routine and mechanical. And, you can always have your old faithful techniques up your sleeve if, the opportunity presents to actually utilize them. But keep it a little bit loose. You know, this is intimacy. You're not going for a PhD in physics here. So, it's love, it's passion, it's intimacy. Yeah, anything can happen. And if anything doesn't quite go according to the plan, don't worry about it. You know, don't let it derail you. Yeah, I'm a technical guy, by former life, an analyst programmer. And if I have attachment to my plan going perfectly, then, I could get derailed if any detail of it doesn't pan out. And me personally, I don't want to go there because I don't want anything to disrupt me from being able to fully enjoy each precious sensual moment to the absolute maximum. And, when you're holding that mindset, I mean, just sitting there together, fully closed, that can be electric,
Mm-hmm.
When you agree to sit there and watch a movie, but it's not going to be too long before you're doing something else. You can just feel that energy, that passion, and that vibration that's, building and going on between you. And, that's really, for me, is what it's all about. Way too many people think that, the energy is in the beginning phase of the relationships. You come together and you act like silly teenagers, talking all the time and thinking about each other, and then you get together and get serious. Well, my perspective on that as a coach and as an inspired lover is bullshit. I believe you can have that passion and that energy every single day for the rest of your natural and intimate lives. And the only reason you're going to lose it is if you decide that that's the way that it is. And you and I, Heather, are here to show people how they can keep those fires burning, taking care of themselves first and foremost, and then co-creating with their partners, maintaining that vibrant passion and fulfilling sex as a priority in their lives. And we have the gift of being able to empower people to do that. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, it lights me up, I'll tell you. It lights me up. It turns me on. It's pretty hard, it would be really difficult if I was like, no, sex doesn't do a damn thing for me, but I can coach you into, no. I don't think so. Knowing the to me it's like cosmic communion. There is actually no other no other aspect of our human experience in being together and in sharing intimacies that can take us to God. And that's also why so many people say that when they're coming and say, oh God, that is so good. Oh yes. Oh God. Oh yes. Oh my God. So, there's a reason that we say that, and that when we aren't in our minds, and I've spoken before, when we're in our animal, in our animal self, is that we are that's mindless sex is really an extraordinary place of pure ecstasy and freedom and heart energy and dancing in the realms of the expanded infinite love of spirit. And so often, that's why so much of what I like to communicate to my clients and coach them through is getting our minds and our heads out of it so that we're free to play and free to be spontaneous and free to make our discoveries. And in fact, one of the things I like to say too, and I wanted to get back, is you brought up a really great point, is that sometimes not everything all goes right. Sometimes we carefully even perhaps design a scene or an experience, and it just doesn't happen. It just we flub it up, or faux pas happen, or the electricity goes out, or our body response is not what we thought it was going to be. We thought we'd be all lit up and coming for hours, and just it's flat. It turns out to be flat, or whatever. So it's very important to also be forgiving and know that, when we adventure into new things, it implies risk. And this is part of my website under Adventurous Sexuality, that exploration, we go into the unknown, and experimentation affords discovery. And I just say, really, without investigating our erotic appetites and exposing our desires or opening our hearts to the mysterious, sexual boredom does become a reality. So it's very important for partners who explore, and this is really each at our own pace and depth, uncharted territories of emotional and sensual and spiritual phenomenon are ensured a lifetime of passionate and very full spectrum loving. So that's why I say, it's important to have a plan for your love life, a plan for your sex life and intimacy. Where do you want to be next month or this year? Or where do you want to be in your sex life in 5 years from now? It doesn't have to, as Mark talks about, it doesn't have to go down that slope into monotony. That's for the unimaginative. We are given so much. This universe is, this benevolent stream of goodness flowing and variety flowing in our direction, that it's boredom is a human manufactured and ingracious state to be in. I think it's almost insulting to God when we say, I'm so bored, or our sex life is boring. Well, who's in your sex life? Who's there? Who's there making it boring? Whose responsibility is it to take you where you want to go? There's unlimited enjoyment and pleasure. You have to be dedicated to the quality of life that you want to live in order to experience your desires. It's just imperative. Now, before we go, and I want to hear what you have to say on this too, Mark, but I do in my workshops and my the Inspired Lover workshops, I do suggest for my clients on creating desire lists. And I have sort of a specific little assignment I can leave everybody with. It'll help take you get more clear on how, where you might like your love life to go. So before we end on this, I'd love to give that to our audience.
No, absolutely. Please, I would love to hear you give them that assignment, but more importantly, I would like people to let us know their results and what came up for them, and we'll be sure to let you know how to contact us, and it will be private, it will be confidential, so we won't be compromising anybody's confidentiality or comfort zones here. So, and as a as we were talking, too, if I can just share this real quick, something kind of popped up for me was the concept of boundaries. And every relationship does have boundaries, and the reason it's a relationship is because they are mutually agreeable, defined boundaries of what is acceptable and what is not in those boundaries or within them. And so you have a blank check within the limits of those boundaries. And if that's not enough for you to have the variety you want, or it's not quite fulfilling enough, then the opportunity here is to renegotiate those boundaries. Because if you make a decision to cross them by yourselves and do something without your partner's knowing or consent, then you're going to be potentially introducing a negative to your relationship as a whole. And we're not here to tell anybody what's right or wrong. Everybody decides that for themselves. But we're just here to empower you to know that there is amazing variety possible within the relationship that you do have. And if you don't communicate with your partner, You may not know exactly how far you can go. I mean, obviously, you're listening to this call. You are awake. You desire more. You're into the most fulfillment and intimacy that you can possibly have. And Heather and I are honored to be able to show you ways and avenues and techniques to take it to the next level and beyond. And we're also here to serve your partners as well. If they're not quite as enlightened as you are, that's okay. You got to where you were over time, and they will as well. The mission here is to keep filling your tank and keep looking for avenues to communicate that, to inspire them to open up and dance with you and explore with you and play with you. And it's a beautifully co-created thing, and if they're really, really not willing, then that's a completely different opportunity that we can talk about outside of this call. But for right now, our intention is we're talking to enlightened, empowered sexual people that have partners that do want the honor of taking it to new realms with you. And Heather and I are just so honored to be able to show you the way and support you in breaking through anything that might be holding you back from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and coaching is essentially client driven and now and forward. So there, and healing does occur in that process. However, I know most of the coaching I'm a certified life and spiritual coach. I'm not a therapist, and I generally don't take if I give referrals and recommendations and work with my clients together that needs to go into some very deep and profound healing. If there's been abuse or trauma in their background, and it's something beyond, and it's fresh and raw, then that's something where I would definitely refer out to my colleagues and associates and experts. And but if there's been some work done on that kind of thing, and we're moving through together and finding out the comfort pace of either the couple or the individual, then it's definitely client driven, and then we take the right pace. You know, but I do want to say too that, you know, there are in this whole aspect of variety, there are as many quote-unquote right relationship styles in real worlds as there are people breathing. So I mentioned before kind of living as a scientist or an investigator or let's say a researcher of life and your love life. And when we explore our life from the aspect of exploration or as a researcher, often we have lot less judgment. Because we're exploring, you know, and so I recommend that if we like what we discover, have some more. And if we don't like what we discover, have less or stop or not have any of that. So, you know, it's really, really important to know that what we want to do is evolve and grow and expand, just like the rest of existence does. And so... Yeah. So what else? What I don't know, I kind of got off on a tangent there.
Well, yeah, Adam, this is just like lovemaking, you know, there's no wrong. It just unfolds and flows and, you know, you may go into it with a certain intention, but, you know, whatever happens, it's juicy, it's magical, enjoy it to the absolute maximum. Well, we are here with 15 minutes left. If anybody's listening, they have a question that they would like to ask Heather or I on how to introduce more variety into your love life, we are here for you. These shows are all about you. We will share our contact information in a few minutes towards the end. And Heather, I'd love to hear about the takeaway, the homework assignment that you have to these listeners as well to get them thinking about their variety.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, with these I just call them desire lists. Some people can call them a want list, but it's really base your lists on what makes you feel good. You know, if for those who like to meditate on what makes you feel good. As you prepare to really write these lists and little things and big things, you know, that you actually have where there's little resistance to receiving. Now I say that because with some people in life, you know, they say, oh, well, I want, you know, a Learjet. Well, they don't even have a functional car. So there's a lot of resistance to receiving a Learjet at that level. You have to up-level your havingness in order to receive. So, you know, if you have a great, great big goal, break them down or desires, put them into things that are actually, that you are able to receive. And I encourage you to add to this list at any time. So, items, this is about anything and everything that you desire. You may want to kind of break it up categorically into the love and intimate experiences that you'd like to have, material things that you'd enjoy, spiritual experiences. So include your mind, body, spirit, and emotions. And then I can give you some lists, but what I want you to do is to place your desire list where you can see it every day. And there's a part of the class we also talk about when you create these lists, if you want for special occasions, like here we are, we're coming into Christmas, and or this is really good for birthdays and mothers and Father's Days, and any time where we want to give someone really good, wonderful, specific gifts that we know they'll enjoy. Well, if you create your desire list, and on that you know what it is that you want, let's say if it's material things, list your clothing size, list your shoe size, list the items that you want in the colors that you want. If you want candles, do you want them, you know, lead-free wicks and essence, flower essence, natural flower essence oils and the purity in it, or soy candles, or you know, if you want an experience, if you want to go on a glider ride and experience what it's like to fly in the air, like the and ride the thermals, like the our hawks and our eagles do. What kinds of experiences do you want? Be very specific as you can. But so some desire list items could be, you know, perhaps an extra hour with your children, or an extra hour away from your children. You know, if you want a picnic, or a bath oil, or salt, or a massage. You know, sometimes spa treatments, or there's a movie out that you'd like to see at home or at the theater, or sports events, or dancing lessons, or conversation about something that would delight you or please you. Perhaps there's a new book, or write your own erotic short story and then give it life with your partner. Perhaps you want a romantic dinner at home or out. Be specific. Where? Do you want it at the dining table? Do you want it at a specific restaurant? Do you want it to have a lovely dinner in your bedroom? Do you want it out on the porch or the lanai? You know, and or set a date to visit for a special visit with friends. Go to a museum or art shows. Hike on a new trail or an old favorite. But it's important with these desire lists to include for your love life and variety in your intimacy to write in a couple things that would be, a safe risk, a safe emotional risk, a safe intimate risk, a safe sensual erotic risk. How about a safe sensual risk? But do something new together. Perhaps even do something absolutely silly, you know, but list things that would increase intimacy in your life. And most important, have fun. Definitely have fun. So those are some suggestions. Again, let your imagination kind of go wild and think of every one of your senses, your sense of taste, your sense of sight, your sense of smell, your sense of hearing, your sense of touch and feely good, and also spirit. And include all of those things on your desire list. And then again, be sure you post it where you can see it every day. And you will be amazed at how these things manifest in your life. It works. There you go.
I love that, Heather. And of course, it's a living thing. You can add to it, right? You can, you know, you can shift it, you can tweak it, you can qualify it. It's not about getting it right and perfect in one shot. It's about, you know, letting your heart speak when you write it, but then, you know, let it fly, let it soar. Because, you know, once you take that first step, you're opening the door to a whole new world, right?
Yes, or even the same old world that we love a lot. I mean, there are some things that I just love over and over and over and over again, and I'm so happy to receive over and over and over again, and perhaps that happiness in receiving is what keeps it coming and keeps me coming.
And, yeah, and that's all absolutely essential as well, and so variety doesn't preclude any, you know, staples or consistency. You know, variety is just some additional spice, you know, and there's various levels of it. You know, you may, you know, really enjoy a certain standard routine with your beloved on a regular basis. And as long as it's fulfilling and meaningful and joyful for both of you, then it's absolutely perfect. Our message here is to explore and keep it fresh so we don't, you know, grow stagnant. And we're not talking about you have to do this. You know, we don't have to do anything. This is love. This is passion. This is intimacy, that most sublime, sacred, sensual dance. And, you know, if something works, beautiful. You know, don't change a thing. But, you know, but if you want more, you want to try different, then sometimes it's about small tweaks like the Japanese Kaizen process. Other times it's about a big bang. and it's all about what feels right for you in each moment, but coming from that space of awareness of what you really like and enjoy and desire is so empowering. Heather was right on the money about what you keep your attention on is what you do bring about and what you manifest. And this is why it's so important in your life in general to stay focused on what's working, to stay tuned in to what's right. And there's always going to be something that is a problem or not quite the way that you want it to be. But the more focused you are on what you can do and the good stuff and the blessings, the less focused you are on what's broken or wrong or the problems, the better chance you have of getting through that and into more and more and more of what works for you. And I can guarantee you from my own personal experience, the more that you practice this, the less you notice the stuff that's not right. You just don't pay attention to it anymore. And it's not denial. It's not ignoring it. You're highly tuned into it, but you just take care of it and you get on with your life. You don't waste any time and energy on it, which frees you up to stay focused and able to receive the good stuff when it does come about into your space. Because, you know, energy is accumulative, and you're going to, people that wind up depressed or down, they've allowed things to build up. They didn't release them or dissipate them. And what we are here about is being vibrant, alive, empowered, inspired lovers. And you've got to be clear. You got to be focused. And I look at each day myself as a blank canvas. I'm excited each day. You know, I don't have any stuff from yesterday in my space today. You know, today is unique, it's different, and it's exciting, and there may be some things that I have to do on a routine basis, like, you know, chores or income-producing stuff, but you know what, that's okay, that's my choice, and it makes the things that I do like, that I do enjoy, that are fulfilling, possible. So I'm grateful. I am grateful for every single thing that I have in my life. I'm grateful for the variety that I am about to receive. So, and Heather, we are at the four-minute warning, and I'm going to have to do our outro in about 2.5 minutes. So why don't you close us out with your comments and let our listeners know how they can take advantage of you. Let me rephrase that.
No, I think that's good. I think that's good. In fact, I'm making the request that as I love to share what I'm able to provide to my clients and our listeners, but it gives me great joy, and I invite you to please do call. Please do call in, because that's where my big pleasure is. I can talk and talk and talk away on the radio, but it doesn't. My true joy is interaction and the human connection and the involvement. So I do. I'm not exactly pleading here, but I'm strongly requesting that please come and play with us. Please do call and have some meaningful exchange. It makes it ever more exquisite for both Mark and I, so to be interacting with you, and it just gives me great pleasure. So you can contact me through my website, which is my name, which is www.heatherfirth.com, and that's spelled H-E-A-T-H-E-R, F as in Frank, I-R-T-H, heatherfirth.com. And I do offer all of our listeners a half-hour complimentary discovery session. And I'd be delighted to take you to the next level. And again, in those discovery sessions, please, please take advantage of me. I've spent my entire life on this, and it's my greatest gift to give. So I do request it. Take advantage. Definitely take advantage. And all right, so back to you, Mark.
Well, wonderful, and I highly encourage everybody to follow up with Heather, take advantage of the beautiful gifts that she has to offer, and the reason why I'm walking alongside her. She is the real deal. She has the gift, she has the knowledge, she has the passion, and she can really make a difference in your journey. And I'm honored, as always, to share the journey with you, and I would love to hear from you, too, if you would like to experience a coaching session with me. So thank you, everybody, for being a part of our journey tonight. Love to you. Namaste.
Namaste. Hugs and kisses. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Her Unfolding Journey with your host, Mark Simple. Mark honors and appreciates each and every woman for who is allowing her journey to unfold. He is here every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Earth Angels Radio and encourages you to join him. For more information on Mark, please visit his websites at www.herunfoldingjourney.com and www.thismanknowspassion.com. May you always see the gift of what you bring into this world.